Mossab Hassan Youssef is the son of Hamas founder Sheikh Hassan Youssef, and he's also the author of Son of Hamas. He is featured in the documentary The Green Prince. Mossab, good to see you tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And so let's start with this. Why do you believe that a lasting peace is never going to happen?
Well, peace between Israel and Hamas is not going to happen because Israel is a democracy. Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's an ideological organization. Is there a possibility for peace between Israel and Palestinians? That's possible, but not between Israel and Hamas.
What your father co-founds what our State Department says is a terror group, what you say is a terror group. How were you brought up in it? How did they begin to try to indoctrinate you?
Well, when I was a child, the first Palestinian Intifada started. And we witnessed violence and many people were dying and we hated Israel. Then the second Palestinian Intifada came and the waves of suicide bombing attacks and we blamed Israel. And I used to think that Israel is the enemy, not knowing how my father and his organization was only a tool in the hands of some regional powers, that they move Hamas and encourage them to kill and fight against Israel for just political gain. And at some point, I got really tired of this game, and I chose to a different path for my life.
When you see these images that we are seeing now of these Palestinian children looking scared, hurt, confused, and I asked the current Israeli ambassador to the United States last night in the program about the fear that Israel, in fighting this battle, may be stoking the next generation of hate. Do you see that as a real risk, and how do we stop that from happening?
Well, it's a risk, and I think there's gonna be more generations to hate Israel, and unfortunately, Israel has no choice but to defend itself. Now, the only way, I believe, to fight an organization like Hamas is to unmask them by exposing their ideology, what they stand for. Hamas is not a political party. It's not even a Palestinian organization. Hamas hijacked what's so-called the Palestinian cause and infiltrated the society to push their religious ideological agendas. Now, I would like to remind the Palestinian people what Hamas did to their rival party, Fatah, in Gaza when Hamas took over a few years ago. They killed Fatah the same way that they're killing the Israeli soldiers today. Mm-hmm. Hamas does not care for the lives of Palestinians. Don't think for a second, please, that Hamas cares for the children's blood. They want the children of Gaza to die. This is what gives them Arab and Islamic world sympathy, and this is what will condemn Israel internationally. This is their game, and they're happy about it.
When I hear you talking about them, and this is, you know, we've heard some of this before, I wonder how you think we, the United States and our president, are handling this. You know, when you hear the president, he condemns Hamas's tactics, but then he also has harsh words for Israel on the civilian casualties.
Yes. Well, what I would like to see from the president of the United States of America, not to be a mediator here in this situation.
Right.
You know, Israel is a democracy. You know, and since Socrates and Plato, democracies don't negotiate with terrorists or terrorist organizations. As long as Hamas continues and insists to be a terrorist organization using force to push their political and religious agendas, I think all democracies has to unify to fight this type of organization. If we fail in fighting Hamas, tomorrow there will be 100 Hamas. And they will take advantage of our division and disagreement.
Is there too much equivocating going on? Or, I mean, is the president right to be calling out the civilian casualties?
Well, again, what I would like to see from the president of the supreme power in this world, not to take sides, not even to try to be balanced. he comes off balance, you know, and he tried to come as a mediator in this situation. He needs to stand by Israel, not because Israel stands for all the American values and the free world values alone, because Hamas is the enemy of the United States of America. Hamas is the enemy of the free world. And what Israel is doing today in the region mm-hmm. is fighting on behalf of all the free people in this Western civilization.
Wow. Musab, you're a very brave young man. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Extraordinary.